Hey, everybody, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show from the Bitcoin Mobile Studio. Andrew Colvett in for the one and only Charlie Kirk, who's traveling in the United Kingdom. We talk about the one big, beautiful bill, what's in it, what's good, what's bad, what needs to be corrected, and how can we get to the finish line. Also, we have border czar Tom Homan, who says why he loves the bill, why he needs the bill, more internal enforcement, more border security, more tech. That part is key. If President Trump was elected for any reason, it was because of immigration. He was elected for a lot of reasons, but that issue is key. And we have border czar Tom Homan himself coming on to explain why he needs this bill to get his job done. Let's dive into it. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
All right, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. Andrew Colvett in for the one and only Charlie Kirk, who is traveling the globe. He's in the United Kingdom today. Lots of fun stuff. He just debated at Cambridge yesterday about, it was legitimately about 400 students to one. Very raucous crowd. I'm excited to hear his feedback on that today. He's going to be at Oxford. So say a prayer that the truth would get out and the conservative values would continue spreading across the globe. The revival that we see in the United States would happen abroad. But I do not want to waste any time. We have a very special guest. This is border czar Tom Homan joining the show. Mr. border czar, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I want to jump right in. This big, one big beautiful bill, one of the main priorities is securing the border, but mass deportations as well. Tell us what's in the bill that you love, that you're excited about, that your border agents need, the border security needs.
Well, look, it's going to add more border agents, border patrol agents to the border, along with OFO, which are the people who work the port of entries. It's going to add more technology to port of entry, so we see more drugs and more contraband coming through. Still speeding up the legal trade, but having the most recent up-to-date technology to move traffic quicker, but still catch the contraband. It's going to help us finish the wall. I mean, not only finish the wall, several hundred miles of the wall, but it's going to also bund several hundred miles of water buoys mm-hmm. placed in the river that are actually very, very effective. And it's going to save lives because once a lot of illegal aliens see that buoy that you can't get over, you can't get under, they won't risk getting in the river and drowning. It's going to save a lot of lives. But the technology, even the existing wall, the new wall that President Trump built under 45, Joe Biden came in and not only ended building more wall, but ended the technology that went into the existing wall that allows agents to have, if you touch the wall, we know. If you dig under the wall, we know. If you climb the wall, we know, because there's all sorts of technology within that wall. But most importantly, within that technology, give border patrol agents ability to talk to one another in dead areas. There's a lot of areas on the border where there is no radio tower. There is no capability of a repeater system. So when agents got to have an emergency, talk to another agent for backup, there are some dead areas on the border. That's going to improve communications all across the border. So it's going to fund that in the border so we can finish what we started. The border is more secure in a lifetime. We got to finish the job. This could be the first administration ever to have total operational control of our southern border. So we need to finish it. We need money to do that. As far as the interior operations, that funds more ICE agents. It's going to fund more detention beds, which we really seriously need. Right now, we got about 50,000 in detention. We need 100,000 beds to even put a dent in what we're trying to do here. So it's going to let us find beds, because every person we arrest, we got to bed them before we get travel mm-hmm. docs and send them home. So it's going to buy us more beds. It's going to buy us more vehicles. It's going to increase ICE by 10,000, which we need. Right now, there's 6,000 ERO officers compared to 20 million illegal aliens. You know, so we got a big hill to climb, so it's going to add more agents. It's going to add more money for more beds. It's going to add money for more transport, both over the ground, bus transport in the interior, plus international flights. It's going to add money to that. It's also going to allow us to build out more contract work. So rather than a badge and gun with Title 8 authority, immigration authority sitting doing an administrative job, let's get a contractor to do that job and put that badge and gun on the street. So it allows for all these things. So we can continue doing what we're doing, increase the interior enforcement arrests as American people have mandated President Trump to do. It's going to let us finish the job we started. We're doing great, but we need more money. The more money we have, the more good stuff we can do.
Yeah, and Mr. Homan, you have come on this show before, and you asked for about $150 to $175 billion. I've heard you use both numbers in passing. So it allocates $150 billion via defense spending, but then another $70 billion for border security funding. Is it enough?
I'd like to see more, but right now we're hurting for every dollar that we can get. Right now, this morning I woke up, looked at empty beds. We got about 2,800 empty beds right now. We'll fill them in 3 days. So we need money quickly to buy more beds, or everything stops. So I'll take whatever we can get, because you know every dollar we got means we can do more work. I'd like to see, like you said earlier, $150 billion just on border and interior enforcement, but we'll see what the final number comes out. But you know, we need desperately need the money right now. I think ICE is in the hole, you know, $500 million. I think they're in the hole almost $500 million because we got over 52,000 in detention. We're funded at 34. So we're already in the hole. So a lot of this money is going to be, you know, getting ICE out of the hole, plus adding beds to, you know, get above the line. So we desperately need money. So I hope the final number is bigger than that, but I'll take what we can get.
So, Mr. Homan, you've come on this show before in the past as well, and you've said, hey, listen, we're doing the first worst. The worst are getting out first, but we got to do more. And I believe I've heard numbers around 100, 150,000 that have been deported so far. I've seen that you've been frustrated that you couldn't get that higher faster. But again, this resource crunch that you're experiencing at ICE and DHS, will this deliver, let's say, 500,000 to 1 million deportations a year? Is that a number that's realistic if this budget gets passed?
Well, 500,000 is absolutely realistic. We're shooting for 1 million, but 500,000 is realistic. And look, with sanctuary cities, they put, you know, speed bumps in on us.
Yes.
Because, you know, rather than arresting a bad guy in a county jail, now we got to go to community and find him. Somebody don't want to be found. That slows us down. We got district court judges issuing nationwide injunctions against our enforcement operation. That slows us down. But again, it's all about manpower. It's all about more money for manpower, more market for targeting. Look, there's a lot of smart companies out there, a lot of smart businesses out there with the most recent technology to help us find those people that don't want to be found. So bring some of these contracts up, help improve targeting. But the most important thing is resources, beds, planes, buses, and boots on the ground. And this bill will get us there. It'll get us the resources we need. I'm looking to do 3 times more than we're currently doing. So the numbers are harder than the Biden's numbers. I should be happy with that, but I'm not. I'm not satisfied. We got
we
a lot
love
more
that
to do.
About you, Tom. We love that about you, that you are never going to be satisfied until every person who broke the law to get into this country is held accountable, put to the back of the line, gone through the legal process. Now, I want to bring this up. I've debated whether or not to, because I think it's ridiculous. But this Rep. LaMonica McIver, she was just charged yesterday. Alina Haba, acting U.S. Attorney in the Newark area, charged her. President Trump says, "Did you give me a break? Did you see her? She was out of control." What's your message to representatives like LaMonica McIver that are actively assaulting ICE agents and the people that work under you?
The same message I've used since January 20th with sanctuary jurisdictions and politicians. I say, you know, I've been saying 1,000 times, you cannot support ICE. Shame on you. You can support sanctuary cities. Shame on you. Sanctuary cities, you're going to step back and watch us do your job, make your community safer, and not assist us with criminals, public safety threats in your community. But don't cross that line. I've used the term don't cross that line since January 20th. If you cross that line of impeding our enforcement efforts, that's a felony. If you cross that line unknowingly and harboring or concealing an illegal alien from ICE, that's a felony. You can't criminal trespass in our facilities. And you certainly, certainly can't put hands on an ICE officer. And that's what she did. So she's being held accountable. Remember, we got two judges being prosecuted. We got a mayor that's arrested. We got a congresswoman. And look, they're not above the law either. They've been preaching 4 years. Trump wasn't above the law. Well, either are they. And we're going, I wasn't bluffing. We're going to hold people accountable. You break the law, we're going to seek prosecution.
I think I join with millions of Americans around the country and say, Mr. Bortezar, you are a breath of fresh air. You're a national treasure. We have your back 100%. Thank you for coming on the show. We hope that this bill gets passed. If there's anything that needs to get fixed, we want to see them fixed. But we hope this bill gets passed and you get the resources you need to protect this country. We're honored that you're serving in the way you are. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. By the time the show ends, another family farm will be shut down. Not because they stopped working hard, but because the meat in your grocery store isn't coming from them anymore. It's coming from overseas, where safety standards are different and the quality is questionable. That's why I buy all of my meat at GoodRanchers.com. It doesn't just sell meat. They guide you back to the source, to American ranchers, to real quality, to food you can actually trust. Unlike imported meat, all Good Ranchers products are 100% born, raised, and harvested in America from local family farms. Now more than ever, you need to switch to Good Ranchers because Good Ranchers is tariff-proof due to their 100% American supply chain. So while new tariffs make grocery store prices unpredictable, Good Ranchers stay consistent. And if you subscribe to any Good Ranchers box today, you get your pick of free meat for life. That's Wagyu burgers, hot dogs, bacon, or chicken wings in every box for the lifetime for your subscription. If you use my exclusive code Kirk at checkout, you get an extra $40 off your first box. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show. Charlie Kirk is on assignment in the United Kingdom. We're excited to hear updates as they come. I'm your guest host, Andrew Colvett. Honored to be with you, as always, when I get the opportunity. So today, the big news, and we just had Tom Homan on, a great American, absolute patriot. But the big news today is that President Trump visited Capitol Hill to go whip votes for his one big, beautiful bill. Now, if I could lay out the landscape for you, it's essentially this. You've got the SALT holdouts. Now, this is despite the fact that they've increased SALT deductions from about $12,000 to $30,000. New York congressmen like Rep Lawler are saying that's not going to be good enough. Lalota, the same. I think they're out way over their skis on this. If somebody who lives in California would personally benefit from something like this, they're way out over their skis. And I'll tell you why, because this is going to get to the U.S. Senate, and there are approximately this many senators that care about these SALT deductions. It's different than the House. In the House, you can have conservatives that are elected in districts that are conservative in a blue state. That's not the case with the United States Senate. Those are statewide races, and if you are a conservative, you're not going to win those races, right? So that's why it's going to go and die in the U.S. Senate. And so the SALT folks need to take a win. They need to take a middle ground and get to a point. Now, Speaker Johnson offered a $40,000 for 4 years deduction, and then it would revert back. They say that's not good enough. They're asking for $50,000 over 10 years, guaranteed, or something approximately at that point. When we're dealing with a bill where the math does not work out, where the ends do not meet, and we're looking at a deficit increase, not a reduction, that dog ain't gonna hunt. So I want to just, you know, echo President Trump and say that the SALT deductions, it's helping blue state governors. Now, we want to help all states, but we don't want to encourage blue states that are taxing at a huge high rate and then they get rewarded for it and the federal government bails them out. We want to encourage good behavior. We want to incentivize good behavior. The other issue is Medicaid and Medicare, okay? Medicare, the Democrats are going out there and they are saying that Republicans are going to cut Medicare. They're going to cut Medicaid. That's not true. There's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. There's illegal aliens. There's murderers, known murderers, that are taking Medicaid. Now, Medicaid is designed to help those It's mean tested. So that means it's designed to help those that need it, right? The poor, working class, pregnant mothers. And there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. So let's hear it in President Trump's own words so we can get this out of the way.
The only thing we're cutting is waste, fraud, and abuse. We're not changing Medicaid, and we're not changing Medicare, and we're not changing Social Security.
He says it very clearly. We're not changing. We're just getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. That's it. That's a really big thing to get rid of. And by the way, that there is so much waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid that I don't think the average American can fully appreciate. And the Democrats are hopping up and down, screaming, crying. That is misplaced outrage. That's a lie. That's fear-mongering. That's not what's happening here. Let's get to another person that you may not expect to hear from in the Medicaid debate, and that's RFK Jr. Now, obviously, as Secretary of Health and Human Services, he knows a thing or two about what's going on in the health space.
So do you disagree with the cuts that are being proposed for Medicaid right now?
Oh, the cuts to, you know, this is a, I don't know if you understand this or whether you're just mouthing, you know, the Democratic talking points. The cuts to Medicaid are for fraud, waste, and abuse, and I'll tell you what that means. We were able to determine, and it's about 8 million people who would be affected. Because of DOGE, we were able to determine that there are a million people who are claiming Medicaid from multiple states. That's illegal.
A million people claiming Medicaid from multiple states. Obviously, that's illegal. And I just want to be very clear. I'm sympathetic to the budget hawks. We want to see the budget balanced. We want to see the spending go down to pre-COVID levels. This bill does not do that, and we have to be very clear about that. Now, the question then becomes, does the bill deserve to pass at all? I believe, yes, it does. I believe there's a few cuts. There's a few tweaks that need to happen. President Trump is saying this morning that he wants to see this bill go over to the Senate. He likes what they are proposing even more than what the House has. He says they have a few things that he likes even better. Now, they don't have a bill written, but President Trump is behind the scenes. He's working on some of these negotiations. He sees some of the stuff that he likes it better. So this bill is going to be tweaked between now and then. In the next segment, I want to get in to some of the comments Rep. Andy Harris made on War Room yesterday with Steve Bannon. I think they are legitimate, and I want to dive into them.
Gentlemen, let's get real for a second. Are you frustrated with today's woke dating apps? The apps, the games, the endless swiping, it's a waste of time. Finding a woman who shares your values, faith, family, and patriotism feels nearly impossible, but it doesn't have to be. Selective Search, America's leading matchmaking firm, is changing the game. They connect strong, successful men like you, men who love God, love America, and want a family with incredible women who share your values. These are intelligent, faith-driven women who put family first and still believe in traditional values. Imagine that. If you're a single, conservative man in the late 30s to early 50s in Southern California, listen up. Selective Search has an exclusive network of women ready for the real thing. Here's the best part. Their candidate program is 100% free and confidential. Some of my closest friends have used Selective Search, and let me tell you, they're meeting incredible women. This is your chance. This is not an app. It's your answer. The perfect conservative woman is out there waiting for you. Visit selectivesearch.com/California today. Let the professionals introduce you to women already looking for someone like you in Southern California. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Take action now. Go to selectivesearch.com/California and start building the future you deserve.
All right, so this one big, beautiful bill, let's give it some due. I do have some notes. I have some notes. That's okay. We support the president's agenda. We think this is going to get passed. It has to get passed. You heard from Tom Homan. He needs every dollar he can get to get these mass deportations up, which I believe is the one main reason. Trump was elected for a lot of reasons. It was a large coalition with a lot of priorities. The border was number one. We got to get this passed, even if it's just for the border. By the way, we tax remittances. That's when foreigners, often illegals, send money back to their home country, the place where they should go be living right now. We tax that. It's good. It's an incentive to say, hey, you're not going to get away for free here. All right. We're either going to deport you or we're going to tax you. No free rides, folks. But let's give the bill its due. All right. This is Mike Johnson talking about some of the good things in the bill.
We're repealing and rolling back over $500 billion in funding for the radical Green New Deal policies from Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act. We call it the Inflation Act. We're ending Biden's war on American energy. We're banning Medicaid dollars from going to transgender surgeries for minors. We're canceling Biden's student loan repayment program. We're increasing university endowment tax for these big woke institutions. We're revoking tax-exempt status for nonprofits that materially support terrorism. We're doubling the jail time for leaks of confidential taxpayer information. We're eliminating big businesses' ability to engage in woke PR campaigns to facilitate refundability for green energy projects. We're incentivizing federal workforce to be at-will employees, and we're repealing Biden's disastrous EV mandate.
So let's give it its due. This bill is beautiful. There is a lot of big beautifulness in this bill. We like this bill. Directionally, this bill is great, okay? What we're talking about is fighting over the edges, but those edges can have massive implications, especially when it comes to Medicaid. Medicaid, the Medicaid scam that some of these states pull is incredible. Now, we're getting rid of these able-bodied subsidies, right? So if somebody's able to work and they're not working and we're still funding them, this is the number one area of expansion of the federal budget. And nobody is seriously trying to fight this except for these four holdouts. So my sympathies lie with them, genuinely. And I want to hear from Rep. Andy Harris here.
Bottom line is, if we don't get significant spending reduction, this bill is not going anywhere this week. We were warning about it in the Freedom Caucus for really years, that we have to get our debt and deficit in order. They're whistling past the graveyard. It's like that never happened. But it did happen. And we have to get back to pre-COVID spending levels wherever we can. We certainly can with Medicaid, because the fraud, waste, and abuse, the gaming of the system, the giving benefits to, you know, 2.5 million illegal immigrants. I mean, this is ridiculous. It has to stop. We have a long way to go. We don't get there by Wednesday. And the word is, they want to have this vote Wednesday. There's just no way it's passing on Wednesday.
He continues.
This is the graph of what the Republican plan is for Medicaid spending over the next 10 years. This assumes that we actually get all the able-bodied single people without children on Medicaid to agree to work 20 hours a week or volunteer at a church or train. And if we eliminate all the fraud, waste, and abuse, and there's plenty of it, we're left with at least a 25% increase in Medicaid over the next 10 years from the current spending level. Only in Washington could anyone claim that's a cut.
So that was obviously from the House floor. Now, there is a scam here where, and people, this is, it's wonky. I don't want to get too into the weeds, but it's called FMAP. It's the federal, I'll get the acronym for you in a second. It's the federal medical assistance percentage. So basically, it's a mean-tested program, meaning that the poorer states get more federal matching dollars than the rich states. But what the states do, and this is one of Chip Roy's big problems, is that they charge a provider tax on it. So if we send $10,000 to California, they'll bump it up by 5%. And then there's little carve-outs, and then they take that money and they fund Medi-Cal, and they give it to illegals or different things, or Planned Parenthood. That stuff needs to stop, and Chip Roy's 100% right on that. So where we stand right now on the big, beautiful bill, Chip Roy's probably a no. All the SALT guys, that would be Stefanik, Garbarino, Lawler, Lalota, Young Kim, Tom King Jr., Langworthy, those guys are all probably a no, because they're going to hold fast in their coalition for these SALT exemptions. Now, again, I think that horse ain't going to hunt. They've already gotten a concession, maybe albeit a small one. That's what you're going to get. When it goes to the Senate, that's not going to pass. And a no for now. These are people that I believe will support the bill. They're speaking in such a way that says that they are going to support the bill, but they want to hold out for some additional tweaks. And again, Trump has said he's open to tweaks. He wants tweaks, but he wants this to pass, and he wants to pass soon. That's Ralph Norman, Eli Crane, the great Eli Crane from Arizona, Rich McCormick, Eric Burleson, Mark Harris, Andrew Clyde, Tim Burchett, Keith Self, Warren Davidson, Andy Biggs, Andy Harris, Andy Ogles. Now, these are a lot of the Freedom Caucus guy, the budget hawks. Trump said in his presser this morning, he said, lay off my Freedom Caucus guy. Those are my people. So there's no beef there. Now Thomas Massie and Trump, that relationship is basically done. Trump is saying he wants Thomas Massie out. He doesn't understand government. Thomas Massie's an always no. There's nothing I can do to win their vote. Okay. Well, that's one. We don't have much more to give than that. All right. And we were going to have Chip Roy on this morning. Unfortunately, schedules, everything's going crazy, but he was scheduled to be on right now explaining some of his holdouts, some of his reservations. But I think he's making some good points that we have to stop the expansion of this Medicaid graft and spending and abuse. Illegals have no place on this, on Medicaid. We need to get them all off. I think everybody's united on that. We have to stop this FMAP stuff where we're paying way too much to the states and we're incentivizing them to expand the amount of spending in this way. So all in all, there's a lot to love in this bill. It is 95% of the way there, maybe 98% of the way there, but the devil is in the details. These last 2% are important fixes. I do want to see them get fixed, and hopefully we see some progress on them. Now, you've got this bill will now have to go to the Senate, okay? So we don't know how this is going to happen. We are told that we're not going to have a CBO score until after they vote on this bill. So that, to me, is a little bit fishy as well. Now, I get the urgency that we want to push this forward. We want to get Trump his win. We all agree. We love 95%, 98% of this bill, but we got to make sure that we bring these no votes into the fold, listen to some of their pushbacks. Now, this SALT thing, I think, is dead on arrival. I told you that multiple times. But what are we going to do? Here is Steve Scalise admitting that Medicaid is, in fact, going to grow. 207.
Medicaid still grows under this bill. If somebody's able-bodied and they can go get a job and they're living in their mom's basement playing video games, I'm sorry, you got to go get a job. This program was designed for the truly needy, the disabled people, pregnant women, seniors. Those are the people we're going to help more by shoring the program up.
So there's no cuts. I would like to see more cuts, but the fear-mongering from the left is just simply not true. Even Andy Harris admits it. This is going to grow by about 25% over the next couple of years. And we're going to see what happens. These are going to be high drama. If you are a fan of Congress, which would make you in the minority, but if you enjoy the way the sausage gets made, this is high drama stuff. You're going to be glued to your X feed and to your television screen for the next couple of days. But this is high drama stuff. Again, the SALT caucus is breaking. They have reached out to the speaker to tell him they are a no on the bill after the Trump speech at the conference. So again, SALT caucus, that would be the Stefanik, Garbarino, Lawler, LaLota, Young Kim, Tom King Jr., Langworthy. Those guys are all no. So they're still no. They're holding out for more SALT reductions. Trump told Lawler this morning during his session with the House Republicans, he said, I know your district better than you do, and if you're going to lose because you don't get SALT reductions, you were going to lose anyway. And I think he's probably right on that. But it is very possible that Trump's tough language could have driven a wedge even further, made them dig in even further here. We're going to see how that plays out. But we don't have a bill yet. We love most of it. We want to see it get passed. We want to see the president's agenda, these tax cuts. He's 100% right. Nobody's fighting the tax cuts, by the way. There will be a massive tax increase if this bill does not get passed. We got to see it get passed. But in the meantime, few little tweaks, few little things here and there. All right, folks, that's probably going to be the gist of my coverage on this one big, beautiful bill. I want to get into some stuff that I saw Pete Hegseth say about the DOD. There's also some breaking news that we want to get to in some other areas of the news this morning and in our final segment of the hour. So if you think about it, please say a prayer for Charlie Kirk. He is out in the UK. He's going to have a big debate at Oxford today. So say a prayer. We'll be right back.
Private student loan debt. So many Americans feel stuck and helpless. They are the sponsor of our campus tour. They are great people. You can finally take control of your student loan situation at yrefi.com. That is yrefi.com. They provide you with a custom loan payment based on your ability to pay. YRefi is not a debt settlement company, and they work with each borrower individually, tailoring each loan to each borrower's specific situation. You'll not be calling a faceless call center. YRefi can reduce your monthly payment and guarantees interest rates under 6%. YRefi does not care what your credit score is. Go to YRefi.com. That is YREFY.com. So take a look at it right now at YRefi.com. YRefi refinances distressed and defaulted private student loans, which are different from federal loans. They offer a three-minute rate check. So I want you to think right now, maybe you have private student loan debt. Maybe your friend does. Maybe your neighbor. Got to check it out. YRefi.com. YREFY.com. Can you imagine being debt-free and not burdened anymore? Go to YRefi.com. May not be available in all 50 states. YRefi.com.
So let's talk about Joe Biden. So this is the piece that just like drives me nuts. Let me just tell you. Jake Tapper has a new book called Original Sin. Now, that's an ironic title because he's talking about the cover-up of Joe Biden's mental decline. And now, of course, Joe Biden has been diagnosed with cancer, a really aggressive form of cancer. He's an old man. It's not surprising. A lot of men get prostate cancer later in life. And Jake Tapper's making money off of this book and acting holier than thou, getting ahead of the narrative, as they say. Now, it's good. It's a good calm strategy. But essentially, Democrats got caught hiding the unhideable. So it's so brazen, it's so extreme that in this case, I think it's a terrible calm strategy. Instead of trying to get ahead of it and writing a book called Original Sin and making money off of it, maybe you should have just said, sorry, Jake Tapper. This is Jake Tapper in 2023 dressing down Lara Trump for daring to question the cognitive and mental abilities of Joe Biden.
How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, when you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was stuttering.
I think that you were mocking his stutter. Yeah, I think you were mocking his stutter. And I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians from afar.
He is one of the most sanctimonious, hypocritical, garbage people on television. I have zero patience for Jake Tapper. I actually think he is a scumbag. Play cut 222. This is President Trump now openly questioning the doctors for Joe Biden.
And it takes a long time to get to that situation. Now, I think, you know, to get to a stage nine, I think that if you take a look, it's the same doctor that said that Joe was cognitively fine. There was nothing wrong with him. You know, the auto pen is becoming a big deal because it seems like that maybe was the president who ever operated the auto pen.
Maybe it was the president who was operating the auto pen. Did we elect them? No, I don't think we did. Cut 206. This is Dr. Zeke Emanuel on MSNBC, on Morning Joe, of all places, saying that he definitely has had this cancer for a long time.
This is not speculation. If you have prostate cancer that is spread to the bone, then he's most certainly, you were saying, had it when he was president of the United States.
Oh, yeah. He did not develop it in the last 100, 200 days. He had it while he was president. He probably had it at the start of his presidency in 2021. I don't think there's any disagreement about that.
So are we supposed to believe that Joe Biden, with the best medical care on planet Earth, the best that money can buy, is provided for the president, that they missed this aggressive cancer that he's probably had since the beginning of his presidency? Absolutely no way in hell is that true. And here's what I'll also say. I thought the auto pen thing was kind of a distraction. It is taking on incredibly increased meaning now. And this is a huge story. Watch this space. We don't know where it's going to go. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you get something out of the show, if you love what we do here at the Charlie Kirk Show, and you are not yet a member, you need to become a member. You get to join our Friday Ask Me Anything calls. You get to go on our podcast. If that's you, you get to star in our podcast, in our radio show, in our streaming show. We also have excellent, excellent added goodies and benefits if you come to our live events, merch discounts, and so much more. Please consider joining members.charliekirk.com. That's members.charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.